Thank you, NYPD. Thank you, NYPD. Thank you, NYPD.
What's the significance of the I Can Breathe on your shirt?
I think if you looked at the exposure that you got from the shirts like a LeBron James wore, it gets a great exposure. And
is that a sensitive response to a dying man's last words?
I don't think it is. I think it's a response to say, let's make sure we all come together as a community and unify.
It's 108 officers across the country that basically lost their lives either in the line of duty or other circumstances.
I mean, the FBI released stats that 27 police officers were killed with criminal intent last year. It means that there might be more that died in accidents, but by felonious acts, only 27. It's actually the safest time ever to be a cop in America.
I don't think so. I mean, I said this before to other reporters that, you know, we need law enforcement here, because if we don't have law enforcement, there's going to be anarchy and chaos, and there's people going to be robbing and stealing, breaking into cars. That's not a world I want to live in.
When you look at the police officers themselves, how do they defend themselves?
They do it with force.
They do it with force. Well, no, we're not allowed to use force.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
If someone's not complying with a direct order from the police, is the deadly force, which is what was used in the case of Eric Garner, is that...
Do you believe that was right? You believe that it was deadly force?
The coroner called it a homicide.
If a person puts their hands behind their back and says you're under arrest and goes through the process, which he did multiple times, what would happen? He wouldn't be hurt. He wouldn't have died. Maybe he would have died, you know, in the cell because he had a bad heart. Somebody's going to have a heart attack sooner or later. Maybe it was his time. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Black lives matter. Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
You got two black cops assassinated, but you don't say a word. Because now you got a little publicity, you run out. Stop it. Because I know. I can see you. You come from the suburbs, right? And you run around. You don't even know what you're talking about. Kiss your ass. Come on. I wouldn't kiss your ass for the last ass in the world.
De Blasio. He is not standing behind them. He's the prejudiced one.
He hasn't supported, he hasn't said anything positive about the police who are out there every day protecting everybody. Never would have happened under Giuliani, that's for sure.
When somebody does something, you deal with those who've done it. You don't ostracize everybody because of it.
Do you understand the anger behind the lack of an indictment over the killing of Eric Garner?
Oh yes, I can understand that. But I think that we should go back to basics and sit down at the table and discuss like adults and discuss like human beings and intelligent people.
Commies go home!
Commies go home! Commies go home!
Do you feel safe with your husband out on the streets?
Well, out in the streets?
Yeah.
No, of course, with all this crime that's going on.
Crime's at a historic low right now.
Well, you know what? We, as a community, need to change. We need to give up those people who are committing crimes, because we know who does it.
You got to imagine what's going through that cop's mind. Does this person have a weapon on them? Is he going to shoot me? Is he going to kill me? Is he going to run? You know, no matter what, when a cop tells you to stop, you stop. If a cop tells you to sit down or put your hands behind your head, you do that. Otherwise, you know.
Don't resist! Don't resist! Don't resist!
Don't resist!
God bless America! God bless America!